Today is January 15th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $20,825.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
How's it going, Rick?
Oh, another day.
Pretty good. Halfway through the first month of January 2023.
Yep. We'll be talking 2024 here soon.
Man, you're not lying. A few things that have happened since last time we connected. We did get CPI numbers. I know I messaged you on that the other day when that came through. So they posted CPI numbers for December. They gave 6.5, which was
6.5.
Yep. Which was a decrease, right?
Yep.
Not what we were when we were talking about that. We did not expect it to be that low. I don't think, and I mean, obviously, I think we both have said it's if it's trending lower like that, then it's lying about something.
Yeah.
Which,
well, just I was just looking at like an 18 pack of eggs nowadays. They're like $7.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things like that that are just still skyrocketing. And how things are cheaper or going down in price or, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're waiting. We're guessing that this is gonna do a Fed rate hike of just 25 basis points. We had kind of talked that Jerome Powell was kind of talking that way earlier, and it seems like that's gonna be the trend. Like that's gonna be what's gonna take place. And you know, I was listening to a discussion with Michael Saylor the other day, and he was kind of. I mean, I hate to compare, and by no means am I saying like Michael Saylor is King Dingling, he knows it all. But he was talking about how he was comparing what the Fed's been doing to the movie Top Gun Maverick. And how they've gone through the canyon and they're starting to pull up during that last maneuver. Have you seen that movie yet?
Yes.
So they're starting to pull up in that last maneuver. And, you know, they kind of tried to nosedive it as much as they could. But they're at this point now where they're having to pull up. He's like, now we'll see if they rip the wings off the fuselage while they're doing it.
Or clip the mountain, right?
Yes. It's going to be kind of interesting to see. I don't know what the date is for when the Fed will announce what they're going to do with the rate hike. I'm guessing because we were expecting that they were going to raise it basically 3/4 of a basis point throughout the first quarter of 2023. And all signs are continuing to point to that. So, I mean, if they continue to get this kind of, if they're showing these numbers continuing to go down, then they're going to move forward with softening their position on that. We've also seen, like, within New Mexico, for example, they're raising the minimum wage. I think it's going up to $12 an hour now.
Wow.
I believe. So that alone should speak volumes because if the base pay is going to go up to $12 an hour, then costs are just, they're going to be more. We're not going to get back down to what we were, ever.
Oh, no. It never goes the other direction.
No. I mean, and that's one of the things that I've always, you know, I get like, yeah, oh, yeah, well, it's a living wage. It's like, well, you shouldn't be working at minimum wage your whole life.
No. And honestly, that minimum wage should be for teenagers.
Yeah.
And if you're still working a minimum wage job in your mid-20s, you've made a few wrong decisions.
You messed up somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, especially by your 30s. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is, like, I mean, if they're going to start making that much money, if you know, here pretty soon minimum wage is going to be $20 an hour, I'm like, man, I need a raise.
I know.
You guys got to get me up somewhere because I was way above that threshold. Now you guys are getting it close. Like, man, that's harsh. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, and we've talked about this repeatedly, just about not your keys, not your crypto, right?
Right.
And there was a court case ruling for Celsius where the judge basically ruled that the people that put their Bitcoin on the Celsius network and within that exchange gave up the rights to their Bitcoin. So it is now part of that estate during this bankruptcy and everything else. Like, they don't get their Bitcoin back. I mean, maybe as Celsius goes through the proceedings, they're like, oh yeah, well, we're able to get back to better whatever, some way, somehow. Then maybe you get your Bitcoin back that way. But the judge says, no, that's theirs. You give up your rights to it.
Mm-hmm. Which I can't disagree with.
Yeah, no, I can't either. I mean, I guarantee it was in that, probably the user agreement, right? Whenever you signed on and got all that stuff on there.
Yeah, your terms of service, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's just, you got to watch that stuff. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch it like a hawk. And then, I mean, obviously, like, if you listen to the beginning of the show, Bitcoin's done pretty well so far for the beginning of this year. We've seen basically a 23% rise this week to the positive, which is good. We're still down like 69% for the previous high or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
69. I'm not sure where the markets are going to go this year. We did talk some bad things kind of last episode, right? Like the number of people talking about recessions are going to continue, and we're looking, well, not just continue, but like everything's going to get really bad.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, now that it's a new year, it looks like people are talking more openly about the fact that everyone's heading into a recession, and a lot of people are actually expecting Britain to have the worst recession this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of weird. It's just, you know, I guess it's just they needed to wait for the midterm elections to be over before they actually started, you know, addressing reality.
Well, and we had kind of talked about that, but they didn't do, I guess, they didn't make it as apparent as what, because I think you and I both thought that maybe, well, maybe you didn't, maybe I did, naively. I was like, they're going to cut interest rates during midterms and all that stuff. Do you remember? I was like, they're going to do all this stuff just to make it look great right before the midterms, and then they did nothing, none of that, other than just outwardly flat being like, no, there was no recession.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I thought the same thing for a little bit, but, you know, they just kept that pedal to the metal as far as raising interest rates.
Yeah.
Well, it's not pedal to the metal, but it's a pretty steady clip.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, last month where they did the 50 basis points, basically, like, that was the first time where it was like, okay, so not quite going crazy yet, but now if we're going to see the 25 basis points, you know, three more rises of 25 basis points. It's kind of interesting. And then if that's it for the year, I don't know. I mean, current clip, that would put us down probably about like 4% CPI. I'm guessing by the time we'd end up maybe in late spring, early summer.
That's a good question. I have no idea what they think we're going to get at.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think that all the numbers are cooked and I don't believe anything.
No, I don't either. I don't either. You know, and I was talking with a coworker of mine out of Canada, and they were talking about, you know, she found out that I was kind of interested in cryptocurrencies and stuff like that. And apparently her brother had created NFTs and he'd done well enough that he's not working anymore. He's retired. And I don't know specifically what NFTs he had created, but yeah, he's done. He's like, I don't work anymore. But so I guess she's been investing in an ETF over in Canada. And she was talking to me about that, and she was worried. She's like, I don't think my money's below water right now. She's like, and I want to pull it out, but I don't know if that'll ever recover after this FTX thing. I'm like, yes, it will. Don't worry about that. I said, you know, we're approaching your halving year. I said, as long as your ETF doesn't have, this is not financial advice, as long as your ETF does not have like crap, you know, as long as it's stuff like Ethereum and Bitcoin and those types of things, you're going to turn around. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes with, you know, the XRP we talked about last week or the last time. You know, how's the SEC going to rule that? And if they have something to go after, I think our government will go after it. I mean, the best defense for Bitcoin is it is totally decentralized. So,
yeah.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah,
tough and to I mean, see where it's going to go.
Jerome Powell has even said that before too. He's like every other cryptocurrency other than Bitcoin is probably doomed, right?
Yeah.
Kind of an update. We don't know a whole lot yet. We haven't heard the official announcement of what the Fed's going to do with interest rate hikes. But I think just seeing Bitcoin above 20,000 again, and that's something I wanted to bring up before we started talking, and I was like, I'll just save it for the podcast. I really thought we were going to hit heavy resistance around the $20,000 range. Looking at the market currently, like, it's great to see Bitcoin above 20,000 again. The groundwork behind it right now or underneath it is so shaky, and that's true of all the global markets, right? So even though we're seeing this nice bounce up to 20 grand, 21,000, basically, I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're right there at the door. We breached it. We went below it, breached it again. I'm guessing we'll close the week out at around 21,000. All it takes is one bad thing to happen, and we'll probably be back down to that, you know, $16,000 level again.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the other thing, you know, you're saying that there's not really anything backing this. It's just where did this momentum even come from? There's not anything really in the news about Bitcoin that caused its price to surge, right?
No, other than, I mean, the fact that Bitcoin continues to do what it does and what it's intended to do day in and day out, I mean, I think that's should be good enough. However, I mean, we did see CPI numbers came out lower, right? So that's usually what's good for the stock market, and that's caused rallies within the stock market. I mean, looking at this chart here, let's see. Gold is looking pretty good. It's at 1919. Silver is about steady Eddie. Let's see. And we're seeing rises. I mean, green for the S&P, the Dow Jones. The dollar is zero, like zilch, steady across the board. Apple is up 1%. Tesla is down basically 1%. Netflix is up 0.8%. Oil's up 2.28%. $80 a barrel, it looks like. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what is causing this other than the fact that they're hoping, I'm guessing the market players are hoping money printers are going to come back on again. And then Janet Yellen made a comment the other day that we're at the debt ceiling. They're going to have to extend it again. So it's like, well, there we go.
Well, actually, I think her comment was that our government's basically funded through Thursday, the 19th. Mm-hmm. And then that's basically when they run into it. So they need to have something else figured out, which with a Republican House, I don't know. They probably would have enough people to make something happen, but it's not guaranteed.
No, but I mean, realistically, they're just going to be like, oh, I'm going to raise the debt ceiling. Okay, good job. Means you can spend more money. And then Biden's fighting with, is it the Supreme Court that he's fighting with about the student loan forgiveness?
I think that's who's holding it up.
Okay. I don't know if it was the Supreme Court or if it's coming from Congress or the Senate, but yeah. I don't know. Crazy times. We'll see where this all goes. Like I said, with the way that the market's been reacting, I do think we'll get a close later today, probably in the next couple of hours or so, with Bitcoin above 21,000 for the week. So there's that. And I mean, I do expect a rally for Bitcoin this, you know, going into the fall of this next year, or of this year, current year, just as we start to ramp up and get closer to the halving again. But this has been a lot of firsts that we've seen take place this year.
Yes.
So I don't know. This cycle could still be different. We may not see that rally going into the halving, and who knows? I have no idea.
I just wonder how much longer everyone's still printing money. Whenever, you know, currencies fail, I mean, I imagine there's going to be several. I think that's where Bitcoin's biggest upside potential is.
Yeah.
Until then, it's just going to be floating off in the ether as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see. We'll see where it plays out, and hopefully we'll get another episode out to you guys this week, and maybe some crazy shakeup will take place. We'll see. But anything else you wanted to add?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and we do hope you have a great 2023. As we continue to move through this year, and I hope January's treated you well so far, if I can speak English. Thanks for listening.
Same. No words for me. I'm done.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.